Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be cloudy again today. We'll have a high of about 61. In the neighborhood now, 56 degrees in Kenosha, cloudy skies, 52 Burlington, 56 some drizzle reported in Milwaukee, and in Racine, it's cloudy and 57. No drizzle here. Down in South Carolina, they had a lot more than drizzle. Hurricane Joaquin came through, or at least it was in the neighborhood. It's done now, technically. It's moving out. But there's a big problem to deal with now in South Carolina. Record flooding has taken place. Governor Nikki Haley there says their situation, it is literally changing minute by minute.
This is not something that you want your kids playing in. The water's not safe. In a lot of areas across the state where you see this deep water, it's got bacteria in it.
She says roughly 2 feet of rain has hit that state since late last week. Top priority, first responders say they need people to stay off of the streets. The forecasters say this thing is not going to let up and let the rain falling probably until at least tomorrow. Search goes on for 32-year-old Andrew Obregon in connection with the murder of Taiwan Anderson last month in Kenosha County, as well as an armed robbery and a burglary that occurred over the weekend. Obregon is from the Brighton area. He is accused of breaking into a closed gas station and taking some cigarettes, and then minutes later robbing an open gas station at Highway 50 and the interstate. The SUV he was driving, according to reports, that was crashed while it was being pursued, and then he went out and stole a cargo van. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth still confident they will find Obregon. Earlier this morning, Racine police were called in to check out an address on the southeast side of the city in reference to the van. The information, though, apparently did not pan out. No classes this week at that Oregon Community College where 9 people were killed and 9 others wounded. That mass shooting still has people talking.
Umpqua Community College President Dr. Rita Cavan says this is not a club they wanted to join.
We did not want to be part of the Sandy Hook Club. But we're now members, the newest members, and the senior members are all taking care of us.
Kevin says from Sandy Hook to Santa Barbara to schools as far away as Moscow and Korea have sent messages of support and provided guidance to UCC on information to give students and staff, as well as ideas to help cope with the aftermath of this tragedy. Classes will resume at UCC next Monday. Jim Roop, Roseburg, Oregon.
Here in Wisconsin, people who are exonerated of crimes don't receive all that much in terms of compensation, financial compensation. So some lawmakers in Madison, including Racine Kenosha Senator Van Wongard, are going to try to change that. And Professor Keith Finley with the UW Innocence Project says it's a good thing. It's long overdue.
Wisconsin used to be a national leader when it came to doing justice for those who were wrongly convicted when it adopted its compensation statute many decades ago. It has now fallen to dead last among those states that provide compensation through statutes.
The bipartisan measure got a hearing last week. It would increase the amounts from the current $5,000 a year and $25,000 cap to $50,000 a year and $1 million cap. The crowdfunding website Patreon says hackers breached their servers and stole information on 2.3 million users. Cybersecurity experts say the breach allowed the hackers to collect almost all the data that was stored on Patreon servers. Third largest data breach in the U.S. this month. 15 million T-Mobile applicants' records got accessed recently. Stock trading site Scottrade announced thieves previously got into 4.6 million of their users' records. And state railroad officials putting out a warning to high school seniors. Time of year when a lot of them are getting their graduation pictures taken, and they're having them done on railroad tracks. And that's become a fashionable thing, but it's not a smart thing to do, according to Wisconsin Railroad Commissioner Jeff Plaley. Says the risk involves mainly getting hit by a train, not to mention, if you get caught trespassing, it's a rather substantial fine. Good win for the Packers yesterday. They had to turn it up a notch in the second half, though. They beat the 49ers 17-3 at Levi's Stadium. Aaron Rodgers with a touchdown throw, 224 yards. He ran for 33 yards. Real speed demon out there at times. Eddie Lacy, 90 yards on 18 carries. Wide receiver James Jones contributing, 5 catches for 98 yards. He said the Niners really deserve credit, though. It kind of slowed things down for the Packers in terms of offense.
It's a good defense, man. They at home, you know, in front of their home crowd. They come off a tough loss last week, so we knew they was going to come out with some extra juice. And, you know, we got their best shot. And like I said, it was a grinder. It's the pros. You know, they get paid, too.
Packers 4-0, first time since the 2011 season when they started things out at 13 consecutive wins. Next up is going to be the St. Louis Rams. They upset the Arizona Cardinals. Speaking of playing things, City Council tonight in Kenosha going to be talking about the Dream Playground. There's talk about a resolution that would set up a segregated account to handle maintenance and future improvements for this Dream Playground project, which is going to come to fruition with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this weekend. Here's more from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
The Kenosha Achievement Center agreed to accept donations for the development of the all-inclusive playground, but according to the resolution from Alderman Scott Gordon, the organization does not want to continue to hold on to unspent funds and has asked that the remaining money be transferred to the city. Gordon says since the city will continue to maintain the playground, a segregated account should be established for the purpose of maintenance and capital enhancement of the facility. The council is also being asked to approve a resolution designating the second Saturday of each October as includable and accessible play day in the city of Kenosha. The Dream Playground will officially open with a ribbon-cutting ceremony this Saturday. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Congressman Paul Ryan's got a series of listening sessions today in the Kenosha Racine area. The schedule calls for him to be at Veterans Terrace in Burlington from 11:30 this morning till about 12:30 this afternoon. From there, it's the Innovation Works Complex at Snap-on in Kenosha between 1:15 and 2:15 p.m. His day will conclude at the Racine Theater Guild from 3 until 4 p.m. The listening sessions usually begin with a presentation, and then he gets into questions from the audience. Leaders of Amalgamated Transit Union Local 998 today calling on members to vote down a contract offer on the table from the Milwaukee County Transit System. They've been working without a deal since summer. MCTS officials indicate this deal increases pay by 1.5% for the drivers and mechanics. It has cost of living adjustments built in, but union leaders are upset by the increase itself in terms of the number, also the number of part-time drivers allowed by the proposal. They're recommending its rejection. Meanwhile, this is a Transit Week here in Wisconsin, a proclamation from Governor Walker designed to really recognize the crucial role of public transportation. Steve Hirschfeld with the Bureau of Transit in Madison says you've got 81 public transit systems, including urban and rural bus systems and shared ride taxi services in the state. Here's more from Rob Miller at the DOT offices in Madison.
Steve Hirschfeld with the Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Transit says Wisconsin is home to 81 public transit systems, including urban and rural bus systems and shared ride taxi services.
Transit users encompass every segment of our population, and particularly younger employees who value public transit access to their jobs. About half of the ridership on Wisconsin's public transit systems is devoted to people accessing their jobs.
Hirschfeld says public transit will serve as an increasingly important mobility option as the population of senior citizens in Wisconsin and around the nation continues to grow. This is Rob Miller reporting.
Remember, throughout the day, WRJN.com, that's our webpage. You can listen to our newscast whenever you want, your convenience. They're in podcast form in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.